You're listening to Morning Edition on WAMU 88.5. I'm Matt McCleskey. It's estimated that one in seven Americans ends a romantic relationship because of money, specifically unresolved financial issues with their partner. And it can be worse when you live in an expensive region like Washington, where home prices and childcare costs are some of the highest in the nation. I'm joined now by Sasha Ann Simons, a reporter on WAMU's affordability desk who's been looking at issues of finances and romance. Good morning.
Hi, Matt.
Well, first, give us a rundown of some common money issues that can doom a romantic relationship.
Experts that I spoke to narrowed down money mistakes to about three things. That's hiding money. So that's sort of the obvious where it seems harmless at first, but keeping a savings account or a stash of cash hidden from your partner or credit cards, that can be a serious downfall in any relationship, especially when your significant other catches on. Hiding debt is number two. And that's, of course, you know, worse than stashing cash. That's like keeping your debt under wraps and not coming forth in the relationship and saying, hey, I've got $100,000+ worth of student loans that you're going to now inherit. And third is a combination of overspending or underspending. So, of course, the couple that has the person that likes to splurge too much or goes over budget, and then the one that is also a little too tight with money, and that causes tension too.
Well, how are some of these issues exacerbated here in the Washington region? I mean, I would imagine the higher cost of living means there's more to argue about.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is really common in D.C. We have so many folks that are coming and going, and there's often a financial mismatch between people from different places and backgrounds. I spoke with one half of a couple who live in Northwest DC. Kate and Stuart have been together for 6 years. We're using their middle name so that they can talk about their personal lives. She says their different upbringings led to opposing financial values and causes tension between them.
I am from the South. I'm from Arkansas. And so it's like the cheapest place to live. And he grew up with family that after his father sold a business, they had all the money that they could care for. Once we started dating, I think it was like very obvious to the both of us that we were raised differently.
That was Kate's story. But I also spoke with Michelle Singletary. She's a personal finance columnist for The Washington Post. She says that living in a region of plenty like D.C. can also heighten a couple's insecurity around finances and lead to really big disagreements.
There's lots of people in the DMV area that make lots of money, and you're looking around and you're thinking, well, why can't we have that house? Why can't we have that car? And so there's that financial competition that plays into a relationship that's probably already broken financially.
Well, given some of these potential pitfalls out there, we've heard reports that prenuptial agreements have become more popular lately, especially among millennials. Is there any truth to that?
Yeah. Well, lawyers that I spoke with told me gone are the days when people would scowl at the mere mention of a prenup, right, and get offended. They say that they've seen an increase in younger clients actually drafting up these contracts and divvying up who gets what in case of a split. There's more transparency with personal finances in couples than there used to be. And attorneys say one reason for this could be that people are waiting longer to get married. So by that time, they've bought a home or they've had a chance to build up their 401k, for example, and there's much more to protect at that point.
Or built up all that hidden debt.
All that hidden debt, exactly.
Well, what can couples do to avoid these money mistakes and stay on top of their family budgets?
According to Michelle Singletary, she really had some great recommendations. She says, when you're in the dating stage, you just need to be an investigator yourself. You know, ask questions. And if warranted, ask your partner why they made certain financial decisions. She also says, you know, sitting down together and pulling each other's credit reports doesn't sound particularly fun, but it's something that she says is necessary. And she goes as far as to say that you can involve your in-laws too. We often forget that parents are often our saviors when relationships go south. And she says, why not let them in from the beginning? And another thing that she says, she doesn't hear enough of people taking advantage of financial counseling. It's offered a lot at community centers and churches even, and more people need to realize how much access they do have to that and get help early.
And certainly important to remember that any marriage or long-term relationship is not just a romance, it's also a partnership.
Absolutely.
Sasha Ann Simons from WAMU's Affordability Desk, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Matt.
And you can send a story idea or a question to the Affordability Desk. Just visit WAMU.org/affordability.